What's up, y'all? This is your host with the most, so have a toast, Leader Johnson. And we are here at the Foul Leader Sports Podcast. We're here to talk about Nova women's basketball, my man. Listen, the exhibition was crazy last night. Looking at where they're at, you know, the Villanova women's team is looking good. The best they've looked in each year since Dylan's got there, man. It's been real good to see just how good they have gotten. They won 69-42. All right. If anybody knows, they were playing in a school called Jefferson, where they come from, you know. Which, if anybody knows, is Thomas Jefferson University, the Thomas Jefferson. Shout out to the Jefferson Rams. Okay. 69-42 blowout expected. Lucy Olsen is going to be crazy this year, man. You know what? You're excited after seeing her at the Hoops Mania and how good her shot is. Her shot is crisp. I mean, Housen's shot is next level, but she was next to Housen. Out of all the men and women, the best shooters in the house were Housen and Olsen. No question, man. I'm talking about it was real good to see just, you know, the good shooters over there. Man, listen, Housen and Olsen, the best shooters in the whole university, all right? So now we're looking. And Olsen is going to light it up. And, you know, Christina Dahl, she also had 11 points. Maddie Weber, 11. I mean, those are your three big guns right there. Those are the ones you're expecting to get the most production out of, not to mention who else you got. Okay, you still got Bella Ryan. You still got Kaylin Orell. You still got, Abby Jajidi. You still got a lot of good players. Anaya Jones, you got a lot of good players. And it's real good that some of them are going to get their first time and getting a lot of good minutes. You know, Zaniah Jones, Bella Ryan, like it's going to be a Kylie Swider. I expect a lot, 6'4". I expect a lot of minutes out of her. This is a good team to look at. And the 2024 players, Danny Cicerelli, Jasmine Bosco, Rachel Wirtz, is going to be good for the next year class. It's really going to be something to see what Villanova brings in next year because Dylan always brings talent. Now you're excited. You're super excited because Dylan knows how to get talent. Not to mention, Jesse Moses, the 2027 guard, Philly native from PA. Very excited for her because I've been watching their Philly Rise AAU and they get an offer from Coach Dylan. Man, and she becomes a top target. When that first offer go out, it's like Manuwa Gregg. He's another guy from Archbishop Carroll who plays with Luca Foster, who's also his partner, who's a 2026 guy. 2027 Gregg got an offer. Boom, that's your top target. And it's crazy. As soon as Villanova offered them, here comes Duke. Shire going to be like Coach K was with Jay Wright. Shire going to be following Neptune. Watch. Everybody he talking to, certain people who he talked to, they're going to be like, ooh, especially when they offer him without stars. When players get offered without stars from Villanova, everybody comes around. Like, who's this guy? And when they offer him early, it always happens, man. So, Jesse Moses can shoot from the parking lot 7 miles away from the gym. And, like, she got a shot that's crazy. Then she got a quick first step. No, when she do the 1-2, 1-2, boom, go right past you. Quick. And you don't even think that's coming because when she come up the court, she's so patient. She's so patient. She's dribbling the ball. Patient. And she, bow. She out. She out of here. And like, what happened? Then if you mess around, she'll stop and pop on you. Step back. Like, she going to be fun to watch. I'm just really excited that Coach Dylan, hopefully old Coach Dylan gets this commitment because what Coach Dylan does with scores and ball handlers is unbelievable. Forget what you talk about prospects. No, if you're a scorer, ball handler, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get better and better. And then you got to go to the next part, what she does with her team. She always gets good, big men. I'm talking about big women, big prospects, scheme. She's always get the big ladies with the prospects. You're talking about Christina Dawes and now Bryn McCurry and Rachel Wirtz. She had Kylie Swider. And she just don't get people that can just go in there with size and she stuff you in there. You know, basketball teams. You know, get you kind of how I felt Bill Cartwright was done with the Bulls. just put him in there, you know. John Concak, put him in there. No, she got girls that can play, man. Brynn McCurry is, I love her game. And then you get Rachel Wirtz. What's good about these girls' games is everybody can rebound, too. I mean, along with having a good offensive arsenal, they can rebound. So they can get their own. If they miss a shot, here they come. If you miss a shot, here they come. And they can block your stuff. It's over with. Like, these are key factors. We're getting away from the scoring part and how they are, but they are elite at the rebounding and the defensive positions, which gives the scorers on Dylan's team the ability to always get second opportunities. Always, the offense always can get the ball because you got girls that are long, that really are athletic. They're just not there. They're good. They'll give it to them. They can block your shot and then get the ball on the other side and score. I'm really anticipating them. The one I'm anticipating the most is two girls, Danae Carter and Kylie Swatter. I'm sorry, bro. Like, I like a lot of like Olsen and Zaniyah Jones, girl, Abby Jajidi. People seen me talk about her. They've seen me talk about her since she committed. But the two I want to see, Kylie Swatter, Danae Carter. Danae Carter is back home. And for her to get the full extent of her talent and be here at Villanova is so big. Dylan is going to develop her so good. I'm so excited to see what happens to her. Kylie Swatter's been here. She's been in the Dylan era. She's been around the offense. She's been around the culture. Now you want to see the progress of that because this girl can score. She's a Swatter. She can shoot. She can play. She's a Swatter. Cole Swatter's sister, if anybody from Villanova remembers Cole Swatter. One time I saw somebody put up something that's completely crazy. Is Cole Swatter considered a Villanova Wildcat? Even though he played this, he went over to – he's considered both. If Syracuse want to say what's going on, yeah, he can't – because he played for him. He had that uniform on. But hell yeah, he's a Villanova Wildcat. Not only was he recruited, he played at Villanova. I mean, he did – like, yes, he's more of a Villanova Wildcat than anything else. But just like, you know, you look at Jalen Hurts, he's more of an Alabama person than anything else. But Oklahoma can still claim him. He came there and he had Heisman Trophy, you know, type numbers. So I got a lot of love for this team. It's just what I mean, man, Maddie Webber, I want to see more. Like, I'm really excited to see just how much she progresses on this team. To get her was big to add with Olsen and Dawson. Dawson's ready to be a leader. She's just so much more. Last year you saw it, but now you see this year she's really into it. She's into it. Big things out this team. No question about it. Talking about when we get back, man, talk about more players, offers, Villanova women basketball. Then we're going to talk about the men's basketball. We are heading things off with the, you know, Villanova women's. And then we talk about some men's basketball when we come back here on Follow the Leader, y'all. Follow the Leader.
I listen. I'm about to close. I'm about to close. Cause the crowd says, the crowd says, so tense. 7-3 on the plate, we have a death call avalanche. Imagine as a microphone, murdering MC. Yeah, don't. Say never. History, not a mystery.
First thing we want to talk about here, we back, and 6-1, calendar forward, Madison Francis, 5-star, top 10 in the country. It's the super, super, super target of Coach Dillon. Been for a long time, man, since 2023. She's been after her. She offered her a long time ago. So, and she's a contention for, I mean, this is a big recruiting target for Coach Dillon. If she can snatch Madison Francis, and you don't even hear too much about any 2025 prospects. You don't even hear much about them. But Madison is the one, man. She's a special person. She's a special player. And Villanova could end up getting her. We're going to see what happens. There are, you know, I'm trying to get talk. I talked to her before for 247. So I'm going to try to get and talk to her again to see exactly where things is at. Because now it's time for Madison Francis to have a whole nother conversation with 247 Sports about her recruitment. So we know where she's at. 6-1. I mean, she can do a lot with the basketball. 2025, though, it just seems like the only target in 2025 is Madison Francis at this time that, you know, she's given the offer to. In 2026, combo guard, 5'10", out of Pennsylvania. She's always going after Pennsylvania. She just got an offer from Bucknell this month. Erica Gribble, super talent. You know, also got Quinnipiac to give her an offer. You know, she's always continuing to ball out everywhere she's at. Erica Gribble, a guard, combo guard. 2026 class, though. And the reason why I'm getting the 2026 on y'all, because this is kind of, I'm going to show you how many targets that she's on. Dillon has already, like, focused on. All right, she offered Erica back in May. All right, then you talk about Sanaya Green, another 2026 player, 6 foot, can play forward, can play guard. Sanaya Green is a 6 foot guard out of Virginia, on her way to 5-star status. Another 5-star player. Dillon's going in. Dillon's going all the way in for these girls. Sanaya Green, Erica Gribble, Madison Francis, Jesse Moses. These are the players you focus on. 2027, you got two in 2026, you got one in 2025. Other girls who have also come through, a lot of Philly Rise came through to the Nova Nation, Villanova Hoops Mania, Jada Lynch. And Jazara Green, both once again, 2026. Now, Jesse Buckets, Jesse Moses, you know, they call her Buckets. You got to watch them to see it. They're both from 2026 class, Jazara Green and Jada Lynch. I'm a 6'1 guard forward, Jazara Green. You have a 5'11 guard and Jada Lynch. So be on the lookout for that 2026 class. I mean, you're starting to see that she has offers. She's aiming high. That's why I think Madison Francis could be their one player she is trying to aim to get real hard. She offered her early. I really feel like that she's on Madison Francis more than anything. And she might get one more recruit, I guess, after that. But she's really hard on 2026. Another thing, the 2026 class of women, it's really good. So the really good players in that class. So you're going to see some stuff from Coach Dillon in 2026. And 2027 also has been started. Like I said, West Town player, Jesse Moses. And they're all from Philly Rise. And that could only mean one thing. That could lead to a good bloodline, a pipeline of good girl players getting scholarships from Coach Denise Dillon, because Philly Rise is one of those good AAU programs, you know, like Team Durant. I'm associated with Team Durant. Shout out to Kevin Lynch for Philly Rise. Shout out to Dwayne Wise for Team Durant. Team Durant, one committed to Villanova, Malcolm Thomas. I mean, listen. It's right in front of your face on where the talent's at and where they're going. All right, now you look at Villanova. Now we're going to the Basketball Prospect 2025 in Villanova men's. Mari Allen's one guy. He's from Florida. High four-star, 6'7", small forward. 247 says he's a high choice. He's not a higher choice than Will Rally. So sometimes 247 Sports comes late to a lot of their stuff, like commitments or rankings. They think so highly of people, like they haven't even put them on a certain mark yet. They just get to this stuff. So don't be like, oh, my weight, my size, my height. Oh, they ain't got this, because my guys always be late to the, you know, that's just how they're going to get to it. Just give them a minute. Now, Will Rally is that guy. He's the number one guy. He's the number one guy that's going to have the PA prospect, a five-star in a lot of places, 6'7". Man, he looks like he's really a hell of a good player. Shooting guard, can play small forward. He's a good wing. Can swing man and go from guard to forward. Very good player. The second player, now, Isaiah Harwell is out. His final nine, he did not have Villanova a part of it. So don't even look for Isaiah Harwell, who's a five-star shooting guard, to be a part of that. Dante Allen, yes. Dante Allen. It's crazy 247 has him at 6'3", 210 as a small forward. I just think that's crazy. Shooting guard, that's what he is. But he's rated as a small forward in 247. He's a guy that Villanova keeps keeping an eye on, the Villanova legacy they're on. Malik Thomas, talk to him. Yes, Malik says that Villanova is still highly recruiting him, keeps contact with him. A PA prospect. So you got two PA prospects and a Villanova legacy that are on their radar. Chance Mallory, I mean, other guys, just look out. The Jackson Keefs, the Mari Evans, Jackson Keefe, a small forward, four-star. Out of North Carolina, Mari Evans, another guy to look at, three-star, shooting guard out of Georgia. London Jemison, another guy that says, you know, Villanova's at them, he's in Connecticut. St. Thomas More is a very connected school, Villanova. He's a three-star, small forward. Eric Reeb is another guy to look at from Merlin. Third prospect out of Merlin. He's 7'2", 235. Don't think. Listen, Villanova wanted a big man in the 2024 class. They didn't get one. They're going to go for one. He's a guy to look at, and he's from Merlin. Just very pay attention to Eric Reeb. Pay attention to Eric Reeb. Okay, pay attention to his recruitment. Bryson Tiller, you heard nothing on him. He's a five-star overtime elite Georgia prospect, number six in the country, 2025. A guy to, I mean, maybe, but there's been no noise on him recently. Like I say, Chance Mallory, they just offered them. Out of Virginia, point guard, 5'9", 150, probably one of the top three best ball handlers in the country, any class. So, on the 2025 route, that's where things are going for Villanova, okay? The 2025 route, Malik Thomas is still a big option for Villanova. Possibly Malik Thomas, he's definitely the best point guard in the country, and I say regardless of class. Regardless of any class, Malik Thomas is the best point guard in the country. Say what you want. Say how you feel. Malik Thomas is the best point guard in the country. And if you're looking at 2025, this is interesting, right? This is interesting because Malik Thomas can come right in and start. Chance Mallory, I said this is a very interesting situation. Villanova did not get a point guard. They did not get a point guard in the 2024 class. Neither did they get a big man. And 2025, Malik Thomas is the point guard. if he commits. If he commits, any point guard that comes from that class is highly rated, that commits, can be the starter for the program. Mallory is one of those guys. He can pass. He can dribble with the best of them. From Charlottesville, Virginia, St. Anne's Belfield High School, one of the top 100, and he's going to go up even more. Chance Mallory can come in, and he can impact right away. Malik Thomas, number 9 in the country. Number 1 point guard, number 1 Pennsylvania prospect. You get this guy down. Now, he was offered early. Another guy offered very early. He was already rated as a top 10 prospect very early. Ashley Howard, they all talk very highly of Malik Thomas. This is a big prospect. So, to me, the big 3 prospects right now to start this class off is Dante Allen, who Villanova was in to see. I talked to Dante, asked him about Villanova. They was in to see him in a couple of days. They was going to be in to see him. And then you're talking about Will Rowley, who they continuously go in. He was at Hoops Mania. And Malik Thomas. Like, this is the 3 guys right now that they're on. It could even be a Chance Mallory. It could be 4. It could be. Why not? You get 2 point guards. Because Malik Thomas is a one and done. He's out of here. They get Malik Thomas, he's a one and done with Villanova. And the thing is, there's nobody behind anyone. This is how this looks. If Justin Thomas becomes a point guard, regardless if he becomes a point guard, Mark Armstrong only played 1 year. If Mark Armstrong is not the starting point guard this year, he'll be next year. Next year he's gone. Mark Armstrong is going to be in the NBA next year. He's going to play 1 more year for Villanova, I feel, which is next year. He'll be gone. So this year, wherever he plays, he'll have this year. Then next year, after next year, you won't see Mark Armstrong. They don't have a backup point guard coming in for the 2024 class, which is why I think they'll probably go get a vet from the transfer portal to help out and come in and play. You know, a vet and a big man or a vet and a power forward. But right now, the guy you're looking at, the guy we're talking about, that's going to be a point guard, which I think is going to be one of these guys from 2025 class. One of these guys. So we're looking at Chance Mallory, looking at Malik Thomas. If both of them commit to Villanova, you know, one's going to complement the other. Because Malik Thomas is only going to be there 1 year. After that, Chance Mallory will be the point guard. So this could be this is real interesting. Very, very interesting to look at these 2 players. Virginia is a homeland, a recruiting spot for Villanova. This is interesting. Very interesting. Could it be Mallory, Thomas, Allen, and Riley, Thomas, Mallory, and Allen? That would be a great class. Great class. For 2025, great class. So, like that, but they're the heads of it. They're the tops of it. They're the people that's getting promoted the most. I mean, recruited the most. Preston Fowler, 2025 small forward, is getting word from out of Connecticut, East Catholic, is getting word. So right after Isaiah Harwell takes Villanova off, they're going after another 2025 Connecticut prospect, the number 3 small forward, Preston Fowler, very explosive, very impressive player. Jordan Lowry, another 2025 player, point guard, a very good point guard, a true point guard, 6'1", coming out of North Carolina, 7th North Carolina ranked North Carolina prospect, 4-star all around, 3-star for 247, another guy to look at. Man, we out of here. I just want to give y'all a quick go, and this is Villanova basketball here, women's and men's. It's going to be very exciting, and I'm out, y'all. Follow the leader. I'm the leader, I can't receive.